Ten Sri Niketanam, Sri is Niketam, Niketanam of the lotus feet. If one emphasizes on Niketan, Sri Niketan, then the meaning will be that the lotus feet are Subha. Asubha. The lotus feet are Subha.
Subha. Lotus feet are Subha. Then?
The lady who has these feet are always smiling, always in full kishori and feeling herself most fortunate because of these feet. If the lady doesn't have these feet, she becomes a widow. Everything goes away with these feet. I don't really understand like the two different one when he emphasizes on Sri. What is the difference? Sri Niketan or Sri Niketan?
Sri Niketan means two. If we get place on Sri Niketan, then the lotus feet are home of Lakshmi. No? These feet are abode of Lakshmi. Very beautiful feet. And again, Sri Niketan will give place on Niketan. That the laps of Sri are Niketan of lotus feet. Understand? First meaning, abode of Lakshmi. And second meaning is abode of Krishna. There Lakshmi is abode. And here Krishna is abode. Krishna lotus feet is abode. Understanding something? So this one. And for 2 minutes I have given 2 stories. Abode of Lakshmi means always she serves this lotus feet. And this lotus feet is so beautiful. Whole Lakshmi and his whole beautiful Tapritik is in lotus feet. So lakhs and lakhs Lakshmi are serving this lotus feet. And when Sri Niketanam, then Krishna lotus feet is always in Sri. The abode of lotus feet who? Lakshmi Dev. Krishna keeps his feet and lotus feet are the breast of Lakshmi. Why? Because once Krishna in the shape of Narayan went to Bali Maharaj to cheat, but Bali Maharaj cheated Krishna. I told the story there. And then Lakshmi had to go there and to pray Bali Maharaj that kindly you should give me one thing. First thing, she showed like this. She showed to Narayan. Then Bali Maharaj began to laugh. So Bali Maharaj, Narayan made two steps. By one step he remained there, and by other he went there. Now Lakshmi is so careful that his husband should not go here and there. otherwise it will be very misfortune for me. So always tightening that lotus feet in her laps and always catching hold it very tightly so that he may not go here. Because he is so chanchal,
restless.
He cannot leave one place. So here abode of this lotus feet is Lakshmi. Lakshmi is so chanchal. Lakshmi means wealth. Adhishthatri Devi Lakshmi is so much restless. She cannot leave any place so many days. So a man becomes rich and after some time he becomes poor. Because Lakshmi don't want to be in a same place. So she is restless. She was with Pandav and after that he came to Duryodhan. And again Duryodhan, she left and came to Pandavas. Sometimes it was with Dwarka, in Dwarka, Lakshmi. And after the demise of, after Krishna disappeared, Lakshmi left all these things. So always restless. But where there is Krishna's lotus feet, Narayan lotus feet, she cannot leave for a moment. She always lives in the lotus feet of Krishna. So, she always lives there, but always lives there. So, abode of Lakshmi is Krishna lotus feet and Lakshmi is abode of lotus feet. Both. Understand? Samjha kuch? Kya samjha?
Katora above Bhava Mriduva Pranas Tamasi Radhika Asti Nanjan Chakora.
There is any slok like this?
Something like that.
I have told any slok it is.
No, you have told that. And you said it was
Mrduni Puspani. Majjatapi Kathorani. Mrduni Kusumantapi. This is.
You said that
he is so much
Komal,
soft, more than lotus. And he is so hard, more than Vajra. Those who are opposite to Krishna, with them, he is like a Vajra, thunderbolt. And those who are Bhakta, he is like a very soft lotus, petal. With Kansa he became, and Charanamushti became like Vajra. And with Sri Rama and Subal, he was defeated and became so soft, like this.
You say these words when you speak, when you say that Krishna is saying to Radharani, that you may be very hard, you may be very soft.
Like this, sometimes Srimati Radhika, when having man, he becomes more than Vajra. So hard. Krishna is telling that you are a very little Kishori. You are taken this more than Himalayan and Alps. How you have kept in your this mind are? So you are more hard than Himalayan. And sometimes you become so soft. this.
Is this Bilava Mangala Chatur?
Huh?
Who is saying this shloka?
It may be, I don't remember now. It may be. Perhaps it is of the in Bilva Mangal box there is prominency of Krishna. But in Radhara Sudhanidhi Prabodhananda Saraswati there is prominent of Radha. What you like?
I was just trying to sit so I could hear.
But you want to come?
Yes, it's a sitting place.
আমাদের কি আজকে আপনাদের ব্রহ্ম সম্প্রদায় হবে না, শ্রী সম্প্রদায় বেশি হবে।
শ্রী সম্প্রদায়
ও উনি বলছেন আপনাদের শ্রী সম্প্রদায় রোজ হবে না, সপ্তাহে এদিন হবে আর ব্রহ্ম সম্প্রদায় হবে। তা আমাদের তো ব্রহ্ম সম্প্রদায় একদিনও হচ্ছে না, রোজই শ্রী সম্প্রদায় হচ্ছে।
Man is a part of Vipralamba, right? Man. There's four divisions of Vipralamba. Man is a part of Vipralamba, right?
Vipralambar ekta part kina
ami bujhte pari amra ke bujhte to tumra
can you explain something about, give an example of something like prema vichitra? It's always people are talking about man in Vipralamba, but what about the other ones? I mean, I never hear of them.
I'm not could you
easily
understand.
There are four parts of Vipralamba.
There are lakhs and lakhs parts of Vipralamba.
Well, prema vichitra, man,
so many. But I don't remember.
Therefore,
so high, but I am so low.
Could you give an example of prema vichitra?
Once in Dwarka, Krishna was sleeping. It was night time. Satyabhama Rukmini, Satyabhama Arjun, Rukmini and all were there. And they were weeping for Krishna. Krishna was sleeping there, but they are thinking that where is Krishna? And in the meantime, a bird named
Kurari
began to weep so loudly because the husband of that Kurari and that Kurari don't meet in night. When sun is going to set, they are separated until sun comes in morning. And both weep, especially the lady Kurari, weep so loudly. So they are telling that why you are looking? I think that Krishna has slept and we are thinking like that, where is Krishna? We are feeling separation. That is how you are feeling separation for Krishna and weeping so loudly. We cannot weep like this. You, perhaps you have more and more separation more for Krishna. Then Desha
Nadi
Chokor
Samudra. Desha towards Samudra. Samudra was there, ocean. and ocean was so roaring and waves were coming very high, They also told, they saw towards the ocean, why you are so? We are seeing that you are so much roaring means you are beating. And why you are doing so? It means that in your heart something is going on. And you are not in a mood to check it. Perhaps as the waves of sorrow are coming to our heart, so many moods are coming in my heart, in our heart. Likewise, you are feeling separation to Krishna. And you are beating in shape of separation, roaring, but this is not roaring, loudly beating. And these waves are not waves, but you think that your separation modes, separation waves are coming here. So you are doing like so. When they start towards?
Parvat.
Parvat kya kar raha hai?
Unke do upar ki
do roti
nikli hoti hai na, uska shira.
There is also some
peak.
Mountain.
Not mountain, hills.
Hill.
Hills, two tops. Here tops. In the middle gap. And from upside, current is coming like a jalprapat.
Fountain.
Like Niagara jalprapat. You know Niagara. Like this. From upside, it seems that they start towards mountain and telling, oh, you are waiting. Why you are weeping? Or you are feeling separation for Krishna as we are feeling separation. That is why in the shape of water stream your
tears
are coming from your eyes. And we think that you are lady mountain, not male mountain. These are like two breasts. And your tears are coming and washing it. As a male, female, whips and all washing. Which washing, feeling separation? We have separation mode, but not like you. So what they are seeing? They are seeing that all have mood for Krishna. Because they are, this is called Prembhaji. Nothing in any thing. Everything in his own heart. And they are giving this mood.
Apply.
They are aroping. Arop mane?
Apply.
Arop karna.
Apply.
Yeah?
Apply.
They are applying to others. This is called Prem Vaichitya. Vaichitya means wonderful. Vichitra. We cannot guess why they are telling all these things. This is called Prem Vaichitya. This is the Prem Vaichitya of Dwarka. But the Prem Vaichitya of
Braj
is lakhs and lakhs times more than this. In that Prem Vaichitya, though there are so many things, Dibyonmar, Jalpa, Chitra Jalpa, Ati Jalpa, Adhi Jalpa, so many Jalps. Dibyonmar, when what she will do? no sir. Sometimes weeping, sometimes laughing, sometimes. And a Shastra cannot give actual position of that, especially of Lalitar Gan, Radhar Gan, and especially of Srimati Radha. Only a very, very far away mode has been given in Shastra. We should not try more on this. We should try to remove our anarth first, so that it may come. Otherwise, it will be only some anarth. Try to chant more qualityfully and in good quality, better quality and more. And to hear all these things, that all anarth should go. And then Krishna will arrange to hear this also, but not at a top we should jump. From where we have come?
USA, San Francisco.
It may be that that thing comes, resembles in this mind, and then it is called Pradap, they can know all these things by fact. But actually by mind or exercise of wisdom cannot be. Like, you should chant Krishna name. This is a word. Anyone is chanting. It is not the fact of mind. Because in our Shastra, in Guru Parampara, it has told. So these words are of Shastra. So we should chant. Not understanding?
Yes, I understand.
Like any, in this way, so many things. Only in Guru Parampara, in Vaishnava and Guru and Krishna telling about all these things. No worldly persons are telling this thing. So, until you will take ashraya,
shelter
to any Vaishnava or qualified bona fide guru or the words of Krishna, you cannot enter a little in that thing.
When you say a qualified bona fide guru, Maharaj, does that mean one that is on the highest platform and experiencing?
No. From Shraddha it is told. We cannot realize that he is Vaishnava or not. Usukadeva Goswami, if he comes to us, we cannot know him. If Narad comes in a other shape, we cannot know. If Krishna comes, we cannot know. We can know a person who is very near to our scale. Understand?
No, not
near,
quite that.
Near to our scale.
Our scale, oh,
yes.
Okay.
No. A person is reading in class 10, he will not understand MA, but he can understand class 11 or less 9, or what he has read is low persons.
6, 7, 8.
Understand?
Person cannot understand, if a person is reading class 10, he cannot understand MA class, but he can understand lower than himself.
He can also know in what he is reading. He can, if he is in 10, he will understand 10.
Yeah.
He may understand that 11 also something, but not more than that. So here, Vaishnava means, in what scale we are, he should be some more. But if he is so more, then we cannot understand. We cannot understand Uttam. Sometimes Kanishta Adhikari may know Madhyam Adhikari. So Madhyam Adhikari, Vaishnava, is very helpful to Kanishta or Madhyam. Uttam Adhikari not so. He will say that, oh, ye bhakti should be done. At once bhakti will come. He can do like that. But not he will tell Harikatha and they will understand. If he is telling Harikatha of so high ground, then we Madhyam Adhikari also will not understand. So here we have told, our Shastra has told, to take the association of Vaishnava, those who are nearby, Madhyam Adhikari. Madhyam Adhikari are of three kinds. Madhyam Kanishth, Madhyam Madhyam, Madhyam Uttam. Any of them we can associate with. We can understand their upadesh, siksha, education, and he will do mercy to us. Uttam Adhikari will not do. If he will do, he will have to come in the stage of Madhyam Adhikari. So here, Madhyam Adhikari hai. Madhyam Adhikari Guru. He should be, Krishna ke saranagat hoga.
He will surrender to Krishna.
And also he will try to do bhajan very heartily. No kapatta. Kapatta will be there. But he will not do kapatta. He will try to be very sarav. Simple. His outer and inner will be same. Then, if you will associate with that Guru or Vaishnava, we can progress.
How is it possible for Kanishta to understand a Madhyam if the Madhyam is still
by
higher?
serving, by Shraddha serving,
and
when Sukriti will come, then automatically he will be in a position to understand. And he will gradually be Madhyam Adhikari. Serving, hearing, obeying by this. In Gita, Tadviddhi Panipatena Pariparasneena Sevaya Upadikshantite Jnanam Jnanina
Tattva Narasimha. Maharaj, if he is serving a Kanishta Adhikari, how does he know whether the fault is his?
By coming regularly in association of Madhyam Adhikari, gradually he will understand. As a boy who is not reading anything, A, B, C, D, but going to school again and again, daily, after 1-2 years he begins to read and he begins to read. And when he comes to MA, he will know. So in association, gradually they will know.
If someone has the connection of Kanishta Madhyam Guru, say, or even Kanishta, someone who is Kanishta, but he has taken position of Guru.
But he will fall down. Kanishta Adhikari, he does not know anything. Yeah. Anything. He is as a blind. He should not be. When he comes and knows who is Vaishnava, how he is Vaishnava, up to what qualities he is Vaishnava, he is Kanishta, Madhyam Adhikari, then he will know. And he will know Siddhanta. that person is and he may be not a person. Devakti Achare? Madhyamati Kari. Kari Samsa?
Shastra
Jukti Sunipun.
Nana.
Dura Sabhaja.
Nana.
Uttamadikari Taresha.
Shastra Jukti Nahi Jane.
Shastra Jukti
Nahi Jane.
He knows all Shastra. He knows the, all the essence of Shastra. And Dura Sabha. Tatha is also very firm. Then Uttamadikari. He does not know Shastra well. But a Dhrita Shraddha, then Madhyamadhika. And those who don't know Siddhan, and also the Shraddha is not false, then they are Kanishta. The Kanishta, those who don't know Siddhan and all these things, they don't do bhajan. How they can be? Someone does like this, but no fruit. What is the called banana?